Good morning, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffer over at Leffer Commodities. Tom, it's time again. Another month rolled around. More USDA crop numbers and stock numbers. And earlier in the week, we were actually talking about smaller corn and soybeans, but may not be how it looks. How are the actual numbers this morning?
Well, the corn did come in a little smaller than the trade was looking for, and definitely below what we saw last month. But the soybeans, a surprise, is they came in larger than what we saw last month. Soybean crop estimated at 3.48 billion bushels. Last month it was 3.43 billion bushels. They increased the yield up to 44.7, almost a full bushel increase in the soybean yield. Now the corn crop did come in smaller than last month by almost 200 million, or a little bit over 200 million, I should say. And it also came in a little smaller than what the trade was looking for. But still, it did not fall underneath 13 billion, didn't even fall underneath 13.1 billion. It came in at 13.16 billion. So we're still looking at a record corn crop. We're still looking at a record soybean crop out there. Now, as far as ending stocks, corn and wheat came in slightly lower than what the trade was looking for. And with this larger soybean crop, we're looking at a larger ending stock there than what the trade had been looking for. And one thing of interest is we continue to hear all the talk about the Russian wheat crop being a failure and problems getting next year's crop in, world supplies depleting. The world ending stocks actually increased about 3 million metric tons from last month. Wheat production dropped about 2.75 million metric tons. So we've got a report this morning. It's got a lot of mixed data in it. The one thing to keep in mind is our funds have been big players in this market. They've pushed this market up to extreme levels. Very unusual for funds to be this long going into harvest, especially when we don't have any severe problem in our harvest. Be careful. Anytime here we could see profit taking by these funds, but we could get surprised today and see them push this market even higher. Early calls that we are seeing off of the floor right now are calling for a mixed opening in the wheat. They are calling the soybeans a couple cents to the upside, while they're calling the corn 2 to 3 higher.